Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the ninth day of October 2012, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. And I'm sitting here thinking of words to describe how precarious the world's position is right now and how to describe how dangerous things are. And then I'm thinking, well, A, I can't think of words to describe how serious and dire our straits are. But B, then I sound like a fearmonger if I come on air and say, oh, my gosh, they've tried this several times in the past. They've got proxy wars raging. But now they're saying the green light is beginning to come to life when it comes to attacking Iran. So I will just cover the news, and you can make your own decisions about what this signifies. Now, I'm excited we've got Lindsey Williams coming on. A lot of listeners have asked him on. Now, the problem is it doesn't really do him justice. When 2 years ago on this show, because I remember him doing it, he said, you watch the Middle East is, even before the Arab Spring started, he said, you watch the Middle East is next. It's going to be revolution. It's engineered. But while all that's happening, watch China. Because China's the real target. And he said that actually a little more than 2 years ago. The Pacific Fleet hadn't been doubled in size 2 years ago. In fact, it happened last year. We've seen the Chinese president come out and say, prepare for war with the United States. In fact, guys, will you print me that? Chinese president says, prepare for war. Chinese general says, prepare for war. Chinese admiral says, prepare for war. They're all saying war, war, war. I mean, we've never heard such rhetoric in 50 years of Chi-Coms, only been in 60-plus since 1949, when our own CIA is now declassified. They helped put Mao Zedong in, who the Chinese say killed 86 million. Our CIA says he killed 64, 65 million, whatever. I mean, the biggest mass murderer in history. And they've got restaurants named after him in London and Denver, Colorado. And they've got some club in Austin with Mao all over it. I mean, it's just very offensive. So we're going to be breaking all of that down with Lindsey in the second hour, and I'm going to really get him just to cut to the chase because he's you think I'm long-winded? I mean, he is in the dictionary next to the image long-winded. There's a picture of him. He's got real sources. I know who both of them are. One of them's been dead for over a year and a half. He's got one source left, and it doesn't mean his sources know everything, but they're Bilderberg Group level, and he's been right. Generally, about oil prices would go to 150, then they'd fall to 40. Everybody laughed at him in both counts. It happened. So his sources are real. I know who they are. Well, you know who one of them is now, as he died of cancer a year and a half ago. We're going to get an update from Lindsey Williams here. And hopefully just get it all out in the first 30 minutes and then take 30 minutes of calls. I'm not sure if he's going to be here today. He lives in California, but he also is from Texas and has family here. Well, he has a place on the coast. Ron Hubbard, I think he's landing today. And I said, well, if you can come by, I want to meet with you after the show about buying one of your shelters, mainly for tornadoes, but they're bomb shelters. I mean, that's how concerned I am about things. And so I don't know if he's going to be in here the last 30 minutes, but I talked to him last week. He said he was coming to town. We'll see if he shows up just because I never really double checked on that. So we'll see if that comes up towards the end of the third hour today. Inside bomb shelter maker, the biggest in the country. And he says government people and bureaucrats and rich people are buying these like hotcakes. And the question is, is that another indicator of what's going on? Big news straight ahead. We'll officially launch the show after this quick break. Infowars.com, and we're streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are live and broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. I am an American and a Texan, if you're a new listener, who loves freedom, who loves liberty, and who wants to see the United States of America go back to being a constitutional republic and not a global imperial power slave of foreign megacorporations that use our name, our military, our ingenuity, our inventiveness, our boldness, our treasure to establish their world government. The globalists are dismantling the United States and consolidating and looting and robbing us while they use us to establish their private global corporate world government that has now been openly announced. Now, this is an incredibly important broadcast. Every day is, but it just gets more intense, more serious by the day. Here's the headline out of foreignpolicy.com. That's a Washington Post publication, basically of the CFR affiliation. A truly credible military threat to Iran. And it goes on to say the Israelis and Americans are zoning in on a strike option that has a real chance of deterring the mullahs and defusing Mitt Romney's attacks. 2 weeks after we published, or a week and a half after we published the new issue of InfoWars magazine with the headline, October Surprise War, with a question mark. Last week, ABC News came out and said their White House sources are saying that they could launch an attack to win the election. And now Obama is meeting again with Benjamin Netanyahu. So that's out of foreignpolicy.com. Here's Haaretz or Haaretz.com, big Israeli newspaper. U.S.-Israel considering joint surgical strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. And, hey, it's not a war. If you just bomb them, it's not a war. I mean, if you blow up Libya and kill tens of thousands and bring al-Qaeda in, it's not a war if your president's a Peace Prize winner. If you attack Syria for 9 months, ship in tens of thousands of al-Qaeda, blow up the churches, blow up the mosque, kill the Alawite Muslims, kill the Shiite Muslims, and have Turkey for now 7 days shelling hundreds of square miles of Syria, it's not a war. So we're going to be going over all that. I mean, this is really moving quickly. We're going to be breaking all of that down. But here it is. I mean, you got ABC News. You've got the Washington Post. You've got Haaretz. You've got the Daily Mail. Hundreds of publications, hundreds, are saying that they're zoning in. And oh, it's only a surgical strike. It's no big deal. We're just going to attack Iran. And separately, you've got the Secretary of Defense, Panetta, saying that this may be a wider regional war. You got the former SecDef Gates saying it will be a, quote, catastrophe. But everything's fine. Nothing to worry about as Europe melts down, as the dollar's devalued, and as all over the country, regular Army and Marines, from Texas to California to South Carolina to Florida, they're just regular Army running checkpoints. No, it's no big deal. Oh, there's the Army. Oh, they're just got a checkpoint. They're just going to search you. Oh, TSA in all 50 states. Yeah. And Paul Watson had an article. In fact, I've got to read it today. It doesn't matter if I have two guests coming on. Will you guys reprint me Paul Watson's article yesterday that I mentioned? But it has just over 10 examples of Congress people and others saying the TSA punished them by grabbing their genitals. And now they say, take the body scanner. We're going to crush your genitals. And then they tell you it's punishment, or they don't let you fly and say it's punishment, or they rob you and then admit it's punishment on video. And this is all confirmed. So either go in the microwave oven or we're going to torture you. I mean, I've got to get to that today, too. IMF sees alarmingly high risk of deeper global slump, but I thought we left the recession 4 years ago, even though every private economist out there that I've talked to says we never left the recession. And if you have a recession for more than a year, with no growth and continued slumps in the quarters, that's called a depression. If you add in over 20% unemployment, and we've really got 22% for 4 years and growing. Not the, I mean, I guess Obama could say it was zero and, you know, have his Labor Department say that. I mean, he could promise he didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, like Bill Clinton did. Or he could promise he wasn't going to sign the NDAA and, of course, sign it. Or promise you're not going to hire a single lobbyist and hire more than George Bush and Bill Clinton combined. Or, you know, lie about everything. Because people like to believe the lies, I guess. Let's break some of this down. This story is linked up at drudgereport.com on the right-hand side. It's an InfoWars.com article, PrisonPlanet.com article. DHS to test spy drones for public safety applications. Well, they're already doing it. And then a few months ago, they had hundreds of newspapers and a concerted disinformation campaign, we covered it here, come out and say, we're insane, they're not going to use the drones for law enforcement, they're not going to arm them, and DHS is doing nothing with drones, as DHS uses predator drones to arrest U.S. citizens in places like North Dakota and Texas. Doesn't matter, they came out and said, I'm a liar, it doesn't exist. Okay, well, there you go. And I've talked to listeners who've been confronted by their families saying, hey, they said there's no drones. That guy's a liar. I read to you two different news articles yesterday out of Texas alone saying there are no side effects in vaccines. They do not cause side effects, period. Don't listen to wild rumors, close quote. And then I read from the CDC saying death, epilepsy. I mean, you can get permanent epilepsy, not just seizures, epilepsy for the rest of your life. And the broken teeth and the pulled muscles and the brain damage and all that goes with it, all the wonderful things that go with it. You can just get it all.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. And there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Got a break here in a few minutes, and we're going to come back and continue with the news and information. But there is a engineered world financial collapse being carried out against this planet, and the globalists have bragged. The Financial Times of London, BBC, Associated Press, Reuters, you name it, they brag everywhere about what they've done. And we are sitting here watching our society being dismantled in front of our very eyes. And so when we come back, I'm going to get into the move towards selling the public on an attack on Iran the minute Syria falls to Al-Qaeda. And that is who the main force leading it, and around half the soldiers are Al-Qaeda. With NATO and Turkey, that means our government behind it, attacking them. And it's incredibly immoral. And you've got Obama and Mitt Romney fighting and debating with each other on who is the greatest warmonger just talking about how horrible the leadership of Syria is, who didn't attack anybody and who'd been trying to work with the West. Just like Libya had come in out of the cold 7 years ago, invested the country's money with the West, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others, and then was set up. Rebels were brought in out of Saudi Arabia and Egypt, Al-Qaeda, who were just totally destroying the country. We're going to be getting into that today. Also, the big economic news, IMF sees alarmingly high risk of deeper global slump, and we're going to get into the Greeks protesting against Merkel and others. And that takeover that is taking place. And we have Lindsey Williams joining us as well, giving us a breakdown of what his sources say is coming next in this chapter. We'll be breaking it down straight ahead. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You take a mortal man and put him in control. Watch him become a god.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Watch people's heads a roll.
But imagine once we have the world government in total control via computers, paramilitary forces, drones, and robots over every area of the world. Imagine how hellish it's going to be. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I am Alex Jones, your host, and we are going to be opening the phones up coming up in the next segment. Let me just give you some of the headlines that we have here. CNN, your behavior will be controlled by a brain chip. Smartphone will be implanted within 75 years. And they always say it's going to be 75 years, when really it's going to be 15, 20 years if you read what the Pentagon's saying. Because if they come out with the latest update, well, people are going to have it. And already it's attachments on your glasses, attachments inside your ear. And the transhumanists, who are really eugenicists, they say that that's how they're going to force you to accept all this. Paul Joseph Watson writes about this at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. 13,000 people exposed to big pharma shots contaminated with rare fungal meningitis. And what's the media's answer? Take vaccines, of course. So we're going to be breaking down those reports. I've got this out of the Chicago Sun-Times. Cook County mulling violence tax on guns and ammunition, because the guns and ammunition made Chicago the murder capital of the world. A culture of welfare and big government and gangsterism is what did this to the great city of Chicago, where they've got near total gun restrictions. But in the county outside, well, Illinois's got restrictive gun laws, victim disarmament laws, but you can still get ammo and guns. So they want taxes on firearms, and they want taxes on, 10 cents per bullet, and even propose charging 50 cents per bullet. So that's what's going on there. And with a big bill also on each firearm, as if legal citizens, criminals buy them on the street, they rob them out of your house. Anybody who knows that knows criminals don't follow gun laws. That's why New York, Chicago, L.A., places with draconian anti-gun laws, have the highest crime rates in the country. Sure, even in a bad economy, in areas where you have the Second Amendment, you may have your car get broken into, you may get stuff stolen out of your garage, but they don't do the breaking and entering, the home invasions. I mean, the statistics are off the chart in areas where you have disarmed victims. So we have that report there, and then, of course, we reported on this Sunday, and then on the Monday show. People thought we were joking Sunday when I just mentioned this, and then I saw comments and things on InfoWars going, wow, I thought you were joking on the radio, and went to the site and saw that this is in WWJ-TV, it's in the Associated Press, Fox News. Enter at your own risk. Police union says warlike Detroit is unsafe for visitors, and they're posting signs up. And, of course, what do they want? They want higher pay. So it's a form of holding people hostage, saying, give us more pay, or we're going to put signs up saying, enter at your own risk. And they are getting shot. They are getting killed. I mean, it's what government and globalism and NAFTA and GATT and the union selling out does. Now the unions just want to legalize illegal aliens and, give their money to ban the Second Amendment. So, the unions are basically shot. They sold you out to NAFTA and GATT. So I don't blame the police for being upset. I mean, take Oakland. They announced 2 years ago 35 crimes they won't respond to, including home invasions, you name it. But they're going to be there still revenue generating. And hundreds and hundreds of sheriff's departments, police departments have announced some of them 60, 80% cuts, many of them 50% cuts in the number of officers. But don't worry, there's more federal officers. I see federal police vehicles, big black armored vehicles, police cars, you name it, just driving around everywhere. It's totally illegal, but shows having troops on the streets. Violates posse comitatus and other laws, but so what? Enter Detroit at your own risk. Police tell Tiger fans. Also, Monsanto found guilty of chemical poisoning in landmark case. I'm very upset, and I'm trying to maintain my cool here today. I got so upset earlier, I literally had to go off air, which doesn't happen quite often. That's why you heard music for a few minutes, because I've tried to tell myself I'm not going to start screaming today. Not going to start screaming, but World War III gets me pretty upset. We're going to break that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
The listeners, you see the economic meltdown worldwide. We see governments moving forward with scientific systems of authoritarian control. We now have headlines that Obama may preempt Romney in the Washington Post and ABC News by attacking Iran. So they're admitting it's about politics now, just hiding it in plain view. Kind of like I can play Fox News pieces, BBC pieces, ABC News pieces. I've played them here on air where they show U.S. troops guarding and helping grow opium in Afghanistan that is then shipped into the United States. I mean, they hide in plain view that Pat Tillman was murdered for speaking out about it. They hide it in plain view that our troops are forced to grow drugs that are then shipped into our country, and then the police want to search your car for drugs, criminal elements of the government publicly shipped in. And now it's hidden in plain view that they're putting Al-Qaeda into Libya. They took it over a year and a half ago. Now they're taking over Syria, and they're spinning it that NATO may have to attack Syria now because a few mortars a day are getting shot over the border. And then they lied last week and said that Syria had said they were doing it. Syria's like, it's a false flag. Why on earth would we attack the biggest military in the Middle East? Turkey has the biggest conventional military, bigger than Israel's, very high tech, huge part of NATO. I mean, F-16s, F-18s, high-powered weapons, the list just goes on and on. Huge conventional military lined up with tanks, F-16s, all of it moved to the border. And then somebody keeps shooting mortars over, and the foreign press is reporting that they found an unexploded one and that it's a NATO mortar. Well, I mean, yeah, they're bringing Al-Qaeda in out of Turkey, and the Russians are there and have been able to hold back Al-Qaeda from taking over Damascus, but they're in street fighting. They're now 9 months into this. They finally don't call them peaceful protesters on the news. And again, I'm not for the Syrian government, but they're angels compared to Al-Qaeda. I mean, look at these headlines. A truly credible military threat to Iran. The Israelis and the Americans are zeroing in on a strike option that has a real chance of deterring the mullahs and defusing Mitt Romney's attacks. And it goes on to say, in Mitt Romney's Hope is Not a Strategy speech at the Virginia Military Institute, the Republican challenger zeroed in on the current unrest in the Middle East as a sign that President Barack Obama's foreign policy is not working. The most biting implication in his speech is the assertion that Al-Qaeda is resurgent. In other words, that killing Osama bin Laden, emotionally satisfying as it was not the game changer that the region that Obama administration was implying it was. I mean, that whole narrative by both sides is like a Dr. Seuss book or something. I mean, it's a fable. I hear it on the news like, well, Al-Qaeda's getting strong again. We better take your rights away. I'm like, the government brought Al-Qaeda in. The government gave them the missiles. The government is training them and arming them and funding them. And, I mean, it's admitted in the news, but they just report it dryly in the back of the paper. And then separately, I hear on neocon radio, my gosh, he's not fighting Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda killed the ambassador. And in Benghazi, and Obama's soft on Al-Qaeda. Soft on Al-Qaeda. The neocons and the CFR have been supporting the policy of bedlam and chaos in the Middle East and a civil war between the Sunni majority, 80%, and the Shiite, 19%, and 1%, Alawite and others. Iran is Shiite. Saudi Arabia, the globalist ally, is Sunni. And the subsect of Al-Qaeda, Wahhabist. And that's... They're basically all Sunnis and Wahhabis that are there attacking Syria. Okay? It's Sunnis. And if you go online, you'll notice Sunni groups threatening me and saying bad things about me. I'm not a Shiite. I'm not a Sunni. I'm a Christian. I come from Baptist. I don't want to see your countries leveled and destroyed. I don't want to have World War III. But, I mean, this is crazy. Our governments are publicly funding Al-Qaeda while telling us separately that Obama isn't tough on Al-Qaeda. So this article goes on. This is what so-called intellectuals that subscribe to the Washington Post foreign policy think they're real smart when they read it. I mean, this is just amazing that this type of stuff goes on. And you've got it in Haaretz. You've got it in the Washington Post. You've got it in the Daily Mail. They're all reporting that, we've got to attack Syria and we've got to attack Iran because Obama's got to get tough on Al-Qaeda. When Syria is fighting Al-Qaeda and Iran is fighting Al-Qaeda. I mean, again, this is, I know I marvel at this every day, but this is so over the top, ladies and gentlemen, that I don't even have words to describe it. It's like saying that the Oakland baseball team is the New York baseball team. It's like saying the Oakland Yankees when it's the New York Yankees. I mean, it's that stupid. They think the public is that dumb. And you know what? The public is that ignorant. Not so much dumb, but absolutely, totally, and completely ignorant. Ignorant beyond imagination. And they go on to say, if he hits Iran with Netanyahu, he'll win the election. And that's the message that neocons last year told Obama. They said, election's coming up next year, and you better hit Iran, we'll get behind you. And what's a neocon? That's the Trotskyites that got run out of Russia down to Mexico, and they came into the U.S., and Crystal's dad and the rest of them are hardcore communists, and they said, well, we weren't able to take over acting like communists, we'll just call ourselves conservatives. And then conservatives in the 70s and 80s said, you're neocons, when that term was coined in the late 70s, you're neocons, and we're not going to have anything to do with you. You're big government fake conservatives here to infiltrate conservative movements and take over. And Ronald Reagan spoke about that until he got told at the convention, you put George Herbert Walker Bush on your ticket or you're not getting in. But this is so crazy, even the James Baker, types, the Brent Scowcrofts, the former Secretary of Defense Gates are coming out saying we ought to use other means with Iran. If you strike them, it is going to absolutely turn the entire Middle East against us. What they want to do is just have civil wars over there and have the Shiites and Sunnis kill each other. But some of the Israeli lobby, the Likudniks and others, they want to get a hot war going just because they think it'll give them more political power. And it certainly will. Will it be good for Israel? No. But it'll be good for the political class over there that once they commit people to a big war, folks tend to line up and do what they're told. So that's where all this is going. And this is a big, 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 big earth-shaking events that are lining up right now. And you notice it's all happening as the world economy melts down. They're not, the globalists aren't going to take the blame for a total meltdown. They're going to stage a big war in the middle of the meltdown and to get everybody to accept all the austerity and the new taxes. After all, you know, the terrorists, they set a nuke off in a major city. After all, they released smallpox. After all, and then you notice before all this happens, before they stage these false flags, they've got the control grid all set up and in place. So that's why I'm so desperate to try to articulate this to people. I am so desperate to try to get people to realize how much danger we're in. I mean, look at these headlines. The Israelis and Americans are zeroing in on a strike option that has a real chance of deterring the mullahs and defusing Romney's attacks. U.S.-Israel considering joint surgical strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. And it's got all these Clinton officials and people saying that this is the way it's going. It goes on. They break down how the U.S. is going to back up the strikes. Ahmed Dinajid now concedes an attack could be coming. That's in Ynet News. Turkey deploys 25 F-16s to the Syrian border. They're now into day 7 of shelling the country, but it's not a war. Turkish president says worst case unfolding in Syria and calls for NATO to protect them. Oh, NATO that they're part of, protect us from the Syrians that can barely hold Damascus from Al-Qaeda forces with MI6, CIA, and others backing them. I mean, there are U.S. personnel in Syria on record blowing up buildings, blowing up their military bases, blowing up their police stations with Al-Qaeda, and letting Al-Qaeda go and burn churches and blow them up and throw Christians off roofs and make families, you know, tell a father we're going to kill your family if you don't go car bomb for us. I mean, this is so incredibly immoral. And it can only be carried out because when you even read establishment, Washington Post, or other publications, it's written at a third grade level. So-called intelligentsia sits down and thinks they're reading this and getting what's really going on. Where they say Obama can attack Iran and show that he's tough on Al-Qaeda. It actually says this today in newspapers across the country. That's the talking point. And the average American will say, good, Al-Qaeda. Well, they just had a federal judge rule that Iran did 9/11. A federal judge in New York says so. Or is it New Jersey? I mean, this is getting absolutely ridiculous. I'm going to log in here to my phone system. I think that's probably important to do so I can get the calls. And I'm going to give out the number in this segment and the next, take a few calls on this issue. I mean, are you concerned about this, or are you looking forward to what they admit could turn into a, well, it's already a regional war and could turn into a new world war? Do you like the fleet numbers doubling around China and China saying prepare for war with the U.S.? And do you think a proxy war with the Russians going on in Syria is no big deal? With the backdrop of the IMF saying alarmingly high risk of deeper global slump. But, I mean, I thought we were in a wonderful boom economy the last 4 years. 4 years ago, the recession ended. Here's the headline. Think tank, path to Iran nuke warhead 2 to 4 months. You know, they, AP, they've got to hit them. After drone, Israel deploys missile defense unit on the Lebanese border. Get ready for that proxy war. Rasmussen, NATO will defend Turkey from Syria if necessary. The head of NATO, Anders Rasmussen, says military alliance has plans in place to defend Syria or to defend Ankara after Syria gunfire and shelling spills into Turkish territory. Turkish army shuffles units, bolsters presence along border. Well, thank goodness, man, I tell you, because there's an attack on Turkey right now. A few mortars came over. Well, we've got to get in there and carpet bomb like they did Libya for peace. Yes, yes, because Al-Qaeda. Obama's got to get tough and bomb Iran and Syria because Al-Qaeda is there that NATO is arming and commanding. I mean, it's just so over the top that I feel like I'm in a dream now. Man, I tell you, this is crazy. Misfire, NATO mortar, gift from Turkey to Syrian rebels, newspapers reporting. Can link through to that at Infowars.com. NATO designed mortar used in attack blamed on Syria. Yeah, false flag. And we've got the people that basically run the Pentagon on C-SPAN saying, let's just stage something to get the war going 2 weeks ago. And then it came out that Bush and Blair had a plan to get U.S. aircraft shot down, painted up like U.N., make sure the pilots died and say it was a U.N. aircraft. The U.N. was going to play along. Cheney wanted to attack our ships with boats painted up like Iranian patrol boats. That came out in New Yorker magazine. Obama's continuing it as his October surprise. There is a very good chance, according to ABC News, after we said it, of course. The point is this is in the cards. And if we don't talk about it, they're going to go ahead and do it. We have a chance of stopping it. Then if we do stop it, as we've done two other times, our millions of listeners by informing people, then, oh, there was never going to be an attack on Iran. And Alex said there was a war in Libya and Syria. Well, those aren't wars. Those are peace prize actions. See, it's all semantical games. Alex, where's the global meltdown financially you talked about? The world's doing great. The news said so. See how these mind games are played? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. And you'll get a chance to talk to Lindsey Williams, who's coming up, but I'll take calls the next two segments ahead of him joining us. This is the type of stuff going on. And then you integrate it in with the world news of financial meltdown run by the people that stand to gain from it, who engineered it, posing as saviors. We've got all that going on. We've got all sorts of bizarre deaths going on in Greece of whistleblowers that exposed the banking takeover there. You've got the Greeks dressing up like Hitler, pointing out that the Germans invaded during World War II and took over Greece, and saying Merkel, who's calling for them to work 7 days a week and pay even more money to bail out banks, she's been, you know, been calling them lazy along with Legrand. And so they're protesting her, and the police are on record breaking people's arms, torturing them, and beating them. Same thing in Madrid. You go out and protest in Madrid, the fact that you got 50% unemployment in that city, that's on the news. They just come out and beat you half to death. In fact, some people have been killed. Greek anti-fascist protesters tortured by police after Golden Dawn clash. 15 people arrested in Athens, says they were subjected to what their lawyer describes as Abu Ghraib-style humiliation. Yeah, that happened to our crew when they got arrested at the G20 in Pittsburgh 3 years ago or 2 years ago. Rob Dew won a lawsuit over that. I'm not going to say on air again what they did to some of the people that Dew witnessed. They didn't do it to him, but it was, I'm just not going to get to it on air. The point is that this is the new culture. People think evil's cool, death is cool, murder is cool. Quick announcement here. We are going to engage in the fifth annual Money Bomb because we're not funded by taxpayer money like MSNBC and NPR and others. Oh, yeah, even MSNBC gets it. We're funded by sponsors and others. But having these money bombs that sometimes raise $400,000, $500,000 allows me to hire some more crew, buy the equipment, and finish some studios and get the satellite uplinks. And I wasn't going to do a money bomb because overall we could probably still fund things, even though we're going into a depression, thanks to people buying the books, the videos, the products. But detractors don't like it and tell us we better not have a money bomb, that it's evil to be in free association and ask for support. So because of that, we will be having a 48-hour live transmission the 18th and 19th of October, and we're going for our biggest money bomb ever to just push it into high gear, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com to see all the details, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Stay with us. We're going to have a money bomb because our enemies don't like it. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Not the people fearing the bureaucrats. When the people fear government, there is tyranny. When government fears the people, there is liberty. Of course, that's a terrorist. Thomas Jefferson, FEMA does teach Thomas Jefferson was a terrorist and is bad. and is the enemy of what America has now become, a nation of control freak bureaucrats in their bureaucrat speech taking over our society. Now, again, it is being reported that an armada of aircraft and drones is being readied for an attack on Iran, and that that is Obama's October surprise to deal a death blow to al-Qaeda. And again, Iran is Shiite, the opposite of al-Qaeda, but it doesn't matter because the system knows it's playing to the average American who literally has no idea what planet they're even living on. So pretty darn amazing. Let's go to your phone calls on all of these issues I've been discussing. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv, the video. What is your take on all this? Should I be concerned about the fact that the former SecDef says it'll be a catastrophe if they attack, and more and more they're green lighting it, and they have proxy wars going in Syria and Libya, or are those not wars? Am I wrong to call that a war with Turkey attacking and NATO shipping al-Qaeda in? Maybe it's not a war. Maybe war is peace. Maybe it is peace. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I am the evil one.
No, it's absolutely a war. And I appreciate you taking my call. First time caller. You know, I'm a dad, a husband, and I'm absolutely infuriated. It's absolutely insane what they're doing. And it upsets me. You know, I have a little girl. She's five. And I look at her, and it just sometimes brings me to tears that if they continue that the path they're on, she's not going to have a future.
Well, that's right. And instead, the military-industrial complex, the terrorists like President Eisenhower, because you disagree with big government, you're a terrorist now, the Army's own manual will say, if you don't even like mainstream ideologies, that means what they're pumping at you, you are a terrorist. So Eisenhower said, watch out, the bureaucracies and corporate bureaucracies of the military-industrial complex have already taken over. Now, his full speech, he says, a technocratic elite is in control of this. And we're going to lose our freedoms because they'd come to him wanting to stage terror attacks. It's been declassified and set up martial law then. They'd offered him basically dictatorship. That's why he's looking paranoid during that TV address. And then somebody drops something and it slams and he jumps in his chair because he understood he'd been offered a dictatorship and he was just wanting to get out of there. But here we are all those years later. They're finally getting what they want. It's just the presidents are puppets. The bureaucrats and the corporate interest are now the dictators collectively. And the average American doesn't even know there's giant wars going on. They don't even know the Chinese generals have said prepare for war and that ships are massing off the coast of China. They just think that we're evil to even know the name China. If you even know where China's at, that's some type of evil. Being informed is now evil. Do you understand that?
Oh, absolutely. No, I know. Absolutely. I was having a conversation with my friend yesterday. And he's, you know, somewhat awake. And I was just breaking all this knowledge down to him. And he was like, is it that bad, Michael? And I said, listen. But all you have to do is take 5 minutes out of your day. 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes. Go into a search engine and type it in. It's right there. People have become so complacent. They're worried about some call arrested. They're worried about, oh, my God, that new TV show is coming out. That's so funny. And they
yeah, meanwhile, al-Qaeda is being turned loose on innocent countries, and our government runs them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.